listening to The Water Cooler on Podcast One.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Yay.
Water cooler. Water cooler.
Uh-huh.
Water cooler.
Hello and welcome to Water Cooler, episode 292. Also known as 69 plus 69 plus 69 plus 69 plus 16.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you so much to everybody for tuning in. You know, the show goes, all right, Chris Locks, I'm on a kick it with my Corolla Digital Buds, Philly style. With me today, Gary Smith's here.
Yay.
Yeah. I don't even think I have that all loaded up.
No, it's all good. I got you. Yay.
Thank you. Matt Fondelier's here.
Hey, brother.
And Mike Dawson.
Yep.
Kalen Bean is not here.
No energy, nope. Kalen.
Huh?
And no energy, Kalen.
No energy. Yeah, we're just going to assume that it's just no energy, Kalen. Yeah. That's fine. Yeah. The show must go on. So we got the C4 today, baby.
A lot of paper in
Does
front
the
of
show
you.
Need to involve yeah. crinkling paper into the microphone?
Yeah. You're going
to
read a book as well?
Can you guys you guys can hear that?
Oh, it was loud.
Yeah, Adam's space station here is just there's no room for anything. Mm-hmm. I can't. Yeah, the guy's piling up here. We're gonna have to clean this up a little bit. See what really sparks your joy.
Or maybe a lot of it before we get onto the video camera.
What?
I'm just joking. It's all messed up.
Oh yeah, it's everywhere.
It's a mess.
There's
it's
a
crazy.
Lot going on
it's
right
chaos.
Now.
Chaos. Controlled chaos.
It's controlled. Barely hanging on by a thread. We got Shea Fondelet today. I could talk about some Shea Raleigh. I was just in Raleigh, North Carolina. Thanks to all the Bobo Boys who came to the show. Lotto Bobo Boys in Raleigh.
Joe Jaquero.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Met Joe Jaquero in
was there
person.
Like a Bobo Boy hangout?
It felt like it. Yeah. I mean, dude, we got a market out there, guys.
Really?
We got a nice, nice niche. Niche.
What was it that identified them as Bobo Boys?
Nietzsche.
Or girls. Well,
it'd be the barking.
Yeah, they barked.
Oh, they barked.
Yes, it'd be largely yes. the barking.
It's so funny because I go there for the Corolla show. So my brain is fully Adam Carolla. I'm producing his podcast. I got to get all the bits ready. Got to make sure. Got to figure out what we're doing, what games we're playing. Got all the blogs and all that stuff for blah, blah, blah. Guess. And then while I'm doing all that and teching it out because every club's different and how we're going to tech everything, someone just barks at me and I get caught off guard.
Sure.
I'm like, why did that person just bark at me?
You
like,
forgot your own decree.
Yeah. Well, when I'm not expecting it, which makes it even better that's how other people who don't really know, that's how they figure it out. Dawson, you okay, man?
Do you have to buy them a beer if they bark at you? Is that the deal?
No, only at the shows like that I announce I will.
Okay. Because okay.
If I had to do that there,
yeah,
I would
you'd get fucked.
Dude, we'd tap a few kegs.
Right.
Yeah, it got.
So what you're saying
it
is
got gnar with the barks.
Your offer to buy beer has an expiration date because we've never previously stated that. I always assumed that if people barked at you, I mean, I knew it was a huge financial loss for you, but you're now saying. Yeah. Oh, it's only for those shows that
for
I
water
said
cooler,
I would.
For water cooler shows okay. or if they come out to like a live show
right,
for
right.
like a concert or something like
cool.
that. But yeah, I mean, God.
Well, I'm just glad to get it cleared
show,
out.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
That's so much beer. I'd be liable if something bad happened.
Now, Dawson's was, if you bark at me, you have to buy him a beer. Is
yes.
that correct?
Yes. That still stands.
That's
does that
that's
have an expiration date?
That has no yeah. expiration.
Okay. So that's yeah. at yeah. any time.
Yeah. Adam Carolla
cool.
show.
Exactly.
Mike Dawson's smoking Kills show.
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving dinner. Uh-huh. Whatever. Like,
sure.
If you bark at Mike, you got to buy him a drink.
If a dog barks
I was
at me,
just
going
to ask, does it apply yes. to an actual yeah. dog? Sometimes yes. the bars have patios, you know?
Yeah, and Dawson's Probably like the mob. If you bark at him, you don't buy him a beer, he visits your mm-hmm. house again like 2 weeks later. Like,
yep.
Add two extra points to that beer.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Then he starts saying stuff like, it sure is nice here.
Yeah.
I hope it stays nice.
He's doing that all the time.
You say
too?
Make comments about the family. I got a lovely family.
It's a beautiful.
Be ashamed if something happened
these
to
poor
them.
Pups. Yeah. A lot of missing dogs. Mm-hmm.
Chris, you were commenting about the liability if you were providing that much alcohol to people, and I agree, you would be in trouble. I saw a headline today. I haven't looked further into the story, but
I don't care about headlines.
The Supreme Court in Mexico has ruled that if you sell gas, you can be liable for someone else's DUI.
That's insane.
Right?
Wow.
It's nutty. It'll probably get struck down, but that is currently what they have ruled.
That's in Mexico?
I believe so. Again, I read this headline and then didn't read any more about it and didn't think, hey, I'll probably bring this up on a podcast people actually listen to. Mm-hmm. But now I'm doing that.
Well, thanks, Gary.
So here we are.
I spent a lot of time in Mexico many, many years ago.
Matt Newsnook.
And I'm just saying, people drink and drive in Mexico all the time. People everywhere
wow, Matt.
Have cans of beer open while they're driving around. That was constant. All the times I went out to dinner with friends over there, everyone's like, yeah, this is what you do here. And if you get pulled over, you just literally hand the police officer like a $5 bill and you're good to go.
I thought you were
going to say the beer. I was like, yes. That's awesome.
Again, this is like a decade ago. This was a decade ago. But I'm just saying, those are the rules we played by. And I was witness. I sat in the back seat drinking a beer while the driver was drinking a beer. And we got pulled over and they handed him an undisclosed amount of money. Right. And we were let go. And it was absolutely terrifying, the whole experience.
Regardless.
Was it a fiver? I mean, disclose
the
amount.
At that point, I was so
wasted.
Struck with fear. No, well, that too, probably. But it was scary.
You don't want to be pulled over in Mexico. It's scary.
Yeah.
I've seen
those
jails.
I was with a bunch of Mexican people, so it was fine.
Not fun.
Whether here in the U.S. or Mexico, it doesn't matter. I'm too terrified to bribe a cop.
Yeah, me too.
I'd love to do it. I'm sure I've had opportunities to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact – I'm just so scared if I try to bribe a cop and they go, are you trying to bribe me? That question. And then – yeah, I'm effed after that. Where do I go after that? Mm. So and then in Mexico, where I mean the rules are a little more lenient.
Laxamana?
Yeah, a little more lenient out there. So a little more soft. So,
sure.
I'm nervous. So I don't want to put myself. Yeah. I just stay under the radar. That's why I drive a Prius. That's why I drove a minivan. I like to just not exist.
Sure.
To cops. So whether I don't want to be helpful and I don't want to be, I don't want to make attention to me in either way. So that is my goal.
Mm.
Yeah. So especially with Mexican cops. The stories I've heard.
Get on this topic.
Bribing cops. Oh, Gary's freaking headline.
Oh, that's what it was. The headline. You silly bastard. Yeah. You.
But anyway, Raleigh. Love you guys. Thank you again so much. North Carolina. I had no idea.
There's got to be a place there that serves chicken strips and calls them Raleigh fingers.
I'm sure.
That's
right?
Good. Yep.
Okay. Raleigh fingers.
Mm-hmm. Chris doesn't get it.
Raleigh fingers.
He has no idea.
Mm.
All right.
Minor league baseball player?
Major.
Major league baseball player.
Yeah. Greatest mustache.
Raleigh fingers.
Major league baseball.
Raleigh fingers.
Correct.
Yeah. Oh. I didn't know that. I don't know why I don't know who Raleigh Fingers is.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's probably a pretty good reason.
Well, he wasn't playing when you were alive.
Doesn't matter. I should still know who he is. That bothers me.
Yeah, you should. Raleigh Fingers.
Chris, I'm surprised you made it to Raleigh.
Yeah.
Fingers.
Did you have any harrowing travel experiences?
Well, Gary, yes, I did. Yeah, let's so.
Oh, mama!
Dude. So what happened was Adam Carolla famously likes to cut it close when he's traveling because he doesn't want a lot of downtime when he lands. So he likes to just land and go straight to the venue, which is great for August, great for him. For the person who has to set up, which now since he travels with such a skeleton crew, me, I'm the skeleton of this crew.
I'm not that skinny.
I have to not only am I producing the show, but I'm also the tech. I'm the sound guy. I'm the whatever. I have to
handle
the Zoom.
You're busy. We got it.
Yeah, it's crazy. So I'd like to get there a little bit earlier now. And the way we're going to land, Adam's flight left at like 9:50 or something like that, 9:30, and he landed in Raleigh around 5:30. I think he was scheduled to. And then the venue is another 30 something minutes away from the airport. And if I went, I would have had to check bags. And the show starts at 7:30. It was just, it would have been too crazy. Too crazy. So I flew out the night before. Well, I was supposed to. So Matt, our travel agent here at Kuril Digital.
Hey, what's up?
He booked me a flight, a red eye, leaving at 10:10 p.m. out of LAX, and I would land in Raleigh at 6 a.m. And I thought, okay, I can
just
do that.
Just in time to chug a beer and hit the bars. Am I right, guys?
Exactly. Yeah. Bars
Come on.
Are open. So that was the plan, and I get into the Uber to head over to LAX. Now, typically, LAX is about 30 minutes from my house. I don't mean to dox myself, but that's about the time it takes.
You and I discussed what time you had to leave for the airport that afternoon.
Yeah, we were looking good. So I was going to leave. I was like, okay, I just have to get there an hour before, an hour-ish before departure.
You were going to leave the crib by 8.
Yeah, there at 8:30. Check in. I have a few bags to check in.
Plenty of time. Get that pre-flight beer.
Yeah. I was excited. I didn't even
that's a good one.
Didn't even eat dinner. I'm like, I'll see you at the airport. Whatever. Yeah. I'm all good. And so I get in the Uber, and I get the oldest lady.
Uh-oh.
In Uber. So old. So old.
Respect all women.
But man, and she
now,
adhered.
Chris, when we're saying old, what 10-year age range would you guess? 70s?
What 80s? Decade was she born in?
I would say she was in her 60s, maybe 70s.
Okay.
Right? And the whole time
– there's range when you get to that, though. Like there's a lot of range. And
She had the old lady voice. Like she sounded like an old lady.
Okay.
And she had her phone holder, because all the Ubers have their cell phone holder. It was where her like cup holder was. And every time she would get an alert for a new trip or a message, she would have to look down, like straight down, and not at the road, to the point where she's like braking fully to look down in the middle of like this. And I'm just like, okay, this is not going to go well. This is not going to go well. And
you're not saying anything because you're super polite.
I am. That's exactly right, yeah. Matt. But my brain is going nuts.
Yep.
But what are you supposed to do in that situation?
I don't know.
Because I've been, Chris, in that exact scenario. It's the worst feeling in the world. But like, if you say something, you're going to further distract this person.
Exactly.
It's just there is no way to fix this is the way this person drives.
Yeah.
I speak up.
Do you?
I tell, if an Uber driver is going fucking 55 on the freeway, I'm like, hey, man, you're going to have to hit the gas, brother. We got to move. Speed limit 65. Do it at least.
But I'm a lady.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Damn, dog.
No, I tell him. No,
fuck Uber ratings,
sitting,
right?
This is when you're sitting shotgun with
my
him, too,
Uber
right?
rating is still higher than all of you guys, so I don't know if I'm doing anything wrong.
You said that you like to sit shotgun a lot of times, too, right, Dawson?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you were really
more comfortable in the front seat.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe that's why. The car's top-heavy, so maybe it goes a little bit faster. I was freaking out because it was just like, okay.
So, Chris, at this point in the story, I'm sorry to interrupt. At this point in the story, you just have a bad driver. We're not worried about anything else besides safely accomplishing the trip, correct?
Well, yes and no. So we exit. We're exiting usually when we're about – it's usually about 7 minutes away from the destination. And her little computer her phone, God, I sound like I'm 60 something. Her phone said we're still 25 minutes away when we should be 7 minutes away, because I know this exit. I know we just get right onto the 110. Mm-hmm. Oh no, sorry, is it the 110?
105,
sorry, yeah, 105. And
wait, backtrack, how do you get onto the 105? What's the freeway? What entrance do you get off
from
on?
Where he's coming from,
it was the 405 to the 105.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. The entrance, the 405. I'm just trying to work backwards.
Oh, yeah.
What's your address, Chris?
Yeah. That should make it a lot easier for all of us.
Where did the Uber pick you up? GPS coordinates.
Anyway, so she's like, oh, that's weird that it's that we're still 25 minutes away. You know, last time I came to LAX, it was gridlocked.
Ugh.
And this is kind of what it's looking like again.
Uh-huh.
She's like, but I know a back entrance we could take if you want me to do it.
She hit on you?
And so I'm thinking, okay, do I risk this old lady's back entrance to LAX?
Chris, as an Angelino, what should have happened here is you go, no, I have a way that I go. And then you direct her your way that you know is usually reliable.
Which is what I did, Gary.
Okay.
And I even hit Waze because she's using some like Apple Maps or what. Like
I respect that. That's a strong move to open Waze. I'm going to need another one. There were two open simultaneously.
Ooh, watch yourself. It's the claw.
Vintage.
Well, feels good. Okay, yeah, so you have Waze, and you're just basically giving her Waze's directions.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, I think we should just go this way. And because Waze says it's only 7 minutes away.
Really?
Yeah, but hers says 25.
Okay.
This is crazy.
And she's telling me she wants to take a back entrance. And I'm like, let's go this way. I'm feeling pretty good about this.
Yeah.
I'm feeling pretty good about you taking over at that point.
Yeah. So we go my way, which is the standard way. We go into that long tunnel.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. We exit the tunnel. Gridlocked. Oh, and my way just bumps up 25 minutes. And she's like,
wait, your way was just Sepulveda South?
Yeah.
That's your way?
Yeah.
That's your magical way?
Mine didn't say there was traffic. Waze didn't say there was traffic. I didn't know a magical way.
Well, here's the thing. Depending on where he was.
The standard way, Matt.
Depending on where he was when this interaction took place, that might have been your only choice. If you get to that side of the airport, Sepulveda South is really your only choice.
Yeah,
I'm just going to say it was our only choice. And
I'm starting to get nervous.
Yeah. And she's like,
a lot of bags, too.
What time's your flight? And I say, it's at 10:10, and it is about 9:10 right now.
Uh-oh.
And we are stuck.
You are out of the tunnel.
Out of the tunnel, heading up towards the thing. And then she does this.
Gridlock. That could be 35 minutes.
It's gridlocked, yeah. And we're just crawling, right? Ugh. And then she goes in down. Now there's three lanes. The left is arrivals. The middle is departures and arrivals. And then the right is departures. She's in the middle lane. And these cars to our right are just zooming by us. And I go, oh, we should go onto the right lane, right? And she's like, no, this lane is also departures. I know you think it's probably just arrivals. Also departures.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I get that. I get that, lady. But see these cars moving by us? This is my brain speaking. Of course, my mouth's like, okay, that's cool. Like, really, you're telling me that this lane works? I understand that concept, but – and then she said – and then after a while, she goes, oh, you know, let's get into that lane. We think it's going a little faster, and we get into that lane. And now we're crawling again. It finally caught up. And then she points like a street in the distance. She's like, there's my back entrance. Yeah, looks like it was clear. Oh, well.
Oh, fuck you.
And I'm like, all right, lady. What is going on here?
Your Uber rating is going.
By the way, she offered to drop me off in arrivals. She's like, you know, it might be easier if I could drop you off at arrivals and then you just walk upstairs and go to ticketing. Some people ask me to do that. And I'm like, yeah, but I have like four huge things I got to check in.
Right.
So we finally make it up to Terminal 2, which is Delta. Packed. Out the door. I'm already seeing the line coming out the door.
There's Jesus. No curbside.
No. Oh, there's curbside. It's a mile long. And then the other line's coming out the door. And I have four bags. And I'm like, okay, this is going to be rough. Because now it is 9:25, 9:30-ish. And my flight leaves at 10:10. And I get in the back of this line. And I'm just like, there is no way. There's no effing way. It's just...
Now, which line did you pick at that point?
I went to the inside line because I just had too many bags. I've gotten turned away from the outside. And there are times when I've used the outside line and I've gotten there late that my bag didn't make it because for some reason it like takes a little bit longer, I think, than going inside. So I didn't want to risk my bags not making it. I was like, I'll just go inside. And shoulder to shoulder, packed.
Elbows and assholes.
Yeah. Yeah. So many elbows and a-holes in there. And I just go, all right, I'm calling it. There's just no way. There's physically no way that I can get these bags on this plane and make this flight. So I get on the phone. I call Matt. It's 9:30.
My wife and I are about to watch Fear Street Part 3, 1666.
Yeah, I wonder if that's flickable or not.
If only Caitlin was here.
I call Matt, and I just go, hey, Matt, I'm not going to make my flight. What can we do? And Matt's just like, I have no idea. Because we don't know.
What am I supposed to do? What are we
supposed
to do?
Yeah, we don't know. I've never missed. I don't know what happens if you miss a flight. I don't know. Do we get refunded? Do they just put me on a later flight? Like, I don't know the protocol for something like that. And Matt's just like, okay, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to look for another flight to put you on if you don't mind. And I'm like, I don't care. Just get me to Raleigh. I don't care how I get there. Just I need to get there because we have a show. And there's not very many flights that go there. So Matt finds American Airlines has a flight.
Okay.
Out of at 1:30 a.m. So it would depart.
Why?
because this is all that's available.
Well, the thing
I'm
that
saying, why does that route exist? That's crazy.
So, Chris, I asked him, you know, because you were like, I'm just not going to make it, and I was like, can they do this without you? And you're like, no.
Oh, yeah.
And I was
no
like,
way.
All right, well then you have to get there by like 4 o'clock. You have to be able to get there, and the only flight itinerary, if I may,
yeah,
was on American, like you said,
yeah,
LAX at 1:30 a.m. flying to Miami.
Ugh.
Now Chris is going to North Carolina.
Yeah.
It lands in Miami at 9:40 in the morning.
You pick up a kilo of coke.
At which point you have a nearly 5-hour connection. But you'll depart from Miami at 2:30 and you'll be in Raleigh at 4:30 p.m. Yeah. So it's actually possible. God. And when I looked, there was one seat left, which means it would have been a middle seat for sure.
So gross, Chris.
And I
– dude, I don't – I had to get there.
I heard Matt setting you up for this story. This is the first time I've heard this. Yeah. That's brutal.
We purposely decided to reveal on air.
I wanted to surprise everybody. Oh. So, yeah. So I'm just thinking, okay. I'm gonna get, so it's 9:35 now. I just hear Matt like clicking his trackpad, like, okay, I'm gonna cancel this flight and get you on American. There's one seat left. We have to act now. It leaves in 4 hours, and you have to have five.
This hurts me, dude.
Chris,
this makes my teeth.
This is what I do. I'm like, do it. I told Matt, do it, man. I'm like, look, I gotta get there. The show can't happen without me. Like, I have to be there.
45
kind of can, though.
Nah, it can't. 45 minutes from the point that we're at in the story now, you better be sitting in a bar in LAX ordering a double. Because that...
Yeah.
What do? You start Googling the best food in the Miami
airport? And I'm like,
airport?
I have like, all these bags. I'm just like, how far is the American terminal from here? Like, it's just... Because LAX is huge. And
you get a hell of an Irish coffee at
Miami
airport.
Matt's like, okay, let me cancel your Delta flight, make sure so we get that refund, and then...
Well, I wasn't going to cancel your flight. I was just going to book you on the other one.
I'd still be trying so fucking hard to get on that plane.
I was filling out your flight details.
So what?
Line, I was right at where the door started, and I still haven't gotten into that turn. There's no way.
Oh!
It's packed. It's
so Chris,
packed.
Here's the only question I have. Did you consider going up to the guys outside and flashing a 50 and being like, my flight is in 50 minutes and it's for work and I fucked up and I need to get on this plane. What can you do for
me? I should walk around with more cash.
You should walk around with more cash.
I'm telling you, the outside guys
Mr. Jefferson,
are in that
Mr.
to make
Lincoln.
Money. If you can figure out how to palm a 50 and go to the front of the line and just be like, hey, man, I'm so sorry, but like I need to get on and like try to hide the money from the people in the line so they don't see it. But that guy will see that 50. He's going to squeeze you on that flight.
I didn't even think of that. That line was so long. If anybody saw me cut it, like there would have been chaos.
If you had if the cash was in the eye line of the guy who wanted the cash, he would have protected you. You'd have been fine.
Good to know.
You would just use the luggage cart to like push people off, you know? Yeah. Like he would mow them down and get you to the front.
So Matt's booking this flight, middle seat, one ticket left.
Oh, across the fucking country.
Across the country.
And you have to go across
five-hour
the airport.
Five-hour layover.
That's two different terminals over.
And I was supposed to land in Raleigh at 6 a.m. Now I'm landing at 4:30 p.m.
which means had you taken the original flight that Adam wanted to take, you'd be landing at like the same time anyway, basically.
I'm just waiting for you to say, and then I made my Delta. I got on the flight. Please tell me.
And then
you did enough.
And then I heard the Delta Delay? People in the front go,
Delay?
Is anybody trying to get to Raleigh? And about five hands, like, next to me just shoot up. And then she's like, come this way. And I have all four bags, and they're lifting up the turns, what are they called?
The ropes.
The stanchions, yeah. They're lifting them up, and I'm trying to go under them. I'm hitting everyone in my bag. Guys are just going like, what the fuck, man? Like
I'm still on the phone with Chris, by the way. Oh, yeah. I'm hearing all of this.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to get through. And then they're just letting me just cut through everybody.
Fuck yeah.
I get to the front. I put my bags on the scale. They're like, Raleigh? I'm like, yeah. She put them back. She just tags them. She's like, I'm not even going to charge you. Just get to the freaking gate now. And so I just give her my bags and I run. I'm like in my phone. I'm like, Matt, you hear all that, man? I just want to, like, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. And I made my flight and it all worked out.
Yeah.
Barely. Was a roller coaster.
It was such a.
You shouldn't
have
done that to me.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh. I just want, like, this
I'm
was.
I'm so
what,
happy
that,
for you, but.
Yeah, so I made the flight. That, by the way, that plane, which I assume was full because I had the aisle seat and I had two girls next to me. And.
Careful.
What? Gary talks. What's going on?
I don't know what you're about to say.
No. Well, the thing is, the plane was still half full. So I imagine a lot of people missed that flight because that Matt wouldn't have booked me on a full aisle if the plane wasn't full. So that
you go window?
No, that was aisle.
Oh. No, I know, but what would he?
Child seat.
Wait, what?
Well, you said he wouldn't have booked you on a.
Oh, he wouldn't have booked me, like, if he would have picked my seat, he wouldn't have picked me, like, next to two other people if the plane was half empty, right?
Oh, right, okay,
so
gotcha.
That I assume,
gotcha.
Okay, so, like, yeah, so that plane wasn't full, so I sit down, I originally had window, and there was these two girls sitting in aisle and middle in my row, and I go, oh, I'm in the window, and they're like, okay, you know, if it helps, I could just go to the window, and in my brain, I'm like, I kind of like to sleep on the window. She's like, you know, I'll just go. Let me just make this easier for you. You don't have to cross over us. And I'm like,
that's a strategy
on their part.
Yeah.
I am so tired and like so my
emotionally exhausted.
Yeah, exactly. I just go, okay. I sit in the aisle. I don't care. I'm gonna pass out anyway. I'm just so done. And then we sit. They lock all the things. They close
and you
the
didn't
door.
Get to get dinner.
No dinner.
Yeah, no time for that.
And I'm just sitting there. And then so the plane's half full. So I look the aisle, the row across from me.
Chris is looking for a sleeper row.
Empty, baby.
Ooh.
It's empty. So I'm sitting there, and I was like, I don't want to be insulting, like, and just get my shit and go to their thing because they move for me. So I'm like, you know, I'm gonna. So I look, turn to my left, and I go to the two girls. Like, you know, I'm gonna go over to the other aisle. I'll give you guys a little more room here, right? And then the girl in the middle's like, you don't have to. It's okay. We really don't care.
Ugh.
See, this is why you fucked up when you started the conversation.
Yes.
You should have picked up your shit,
yes.
Gone to the bed,
exactly.
And if you felt weird about it, you look back and give them a thumbs up, like,
you don't
full
need
round.
To ask their permission.
Yeah,
so,
I don't know
to
why.
Change your seat.
Trust me, I realize that now, Dawson, because now she's like, you don't have to go. You just, yeah, we really don't mind. You can stay here.
These girls just really bored. They just wanted to hear all
Did
your
they
great
just
stories.
Want, they just want a little piece of.
They
want
careful
a
Gary,
piece of the
careful
locks.
Gary on Chris's behalf.
They wanted the cream cheese and the lox, bro.
Oh,
I would have gone with lumpia, but whatever.
I don't want any of it. Don't go with any of it, guys. And so yeah, so now I'm just sitting in the aisle, like, what in this full row? There's like an empty row over there.
They're like, do you play music?
You stayed.
That's Dawson.
You actually stayed
like, you
because
have,
they said something.
Dawson,
this
it's
is
been
what
5 years.
Chris
this is Chris's
you
life.
You don't understand. If they're like, you know, you don't have to go. It doesn't bother us at all. Yeah,
Chris,
you can
Chris,
stay.
Chris,
that's
Chris,
fine with
Chris.
Us. Oh, and then I'm like, God. Okay. And I grab my shit and leave. Oh. That's weird.
Wow.
That's weird.
Wow. It's fun. You're never going to see them again.
Yeah, I realize that now too. There's a lot in retrospect that I would have done differently, Matt.
Yeah.
And then, of course, because I don't go. Other people go into that row. And,
yep.
Yeah. And
yep.
Take it. And I'm just I'm stuck.
That's right. Okay. So at least someone had the balls to take it eventually. It wasn't just staring at you the whole time.
It didn't take balls, Matt. It
no,
just
it
took
didn't.
Opportunity
it,
and I didn't
it took
have
a,
it.
A severe lack of them not to do it.
I would argue, Matt, that it would be less emotionally traumatizing if it sat empty the whole time. Watching someone else sleep in the bed that you
Made it,
wanted
yeah, yeah,
for
yeah.
yourself
yeah.
is a lot worse.
It is, but I also imagine Chris just staring at the empty bed and just being
fantasizing
with the yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Just being like, I could be in there right
I
now.
Could be, I could be.
That could be me.
I could be comfortable.
Yeah, yeah. Just replacing
the whole flight. The whole flight.
Just yeah. Just Chris, watching Chris, my sliding Chris, doors
Chris.
Moment.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
That.
Well, Chris, yeah.
reality.
The at least you made
shows
it,
look fun. I saw you posting for a lot of pictures with Bobo Boys. I saw at least two or three.
Yeah, Chicken. Shows are fun. The people were fun. And yeah, I had a nice day. Got to the hotel, took a little nap, and then went to the Museum of Natural Sciences.
Ooh, I saw you posted about that.
Yeah, it was fun.
Cool.
I mean, Raleigh, my first impression of Raleigh was this city is dead. There's nothing to do here. Nobody's outside, but then I realized it was because of the humidity. It's very hot and humid.
Sure.
But I mean, yeah, I mean, people went out and it was actually a pretty good time. Like a really good time, and I love that city. Like I really
would say
love it.
oftentimes before Adam goes to travel, we'll get a flood of emails from people who live in a certain city with advice on where to stay or where to eat or blah, blah, blah. I noticed a much larger than normal influx of messages for these Raleigh shows. Like everybody there is obviously like very, very nice and
very,
like
nice,
very,
very
willing
proud.
To help. And like it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was. It was. There was something different about it. We got so many restaurant recommendations. We got offered a massage. We got offered haircuts. Like,
dude, Southern hospitality is not like a myth. That's like a real thing. Yeah. So I'm not surprised. We just don't play in the South that often.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, we gotta do that more often. And even the Bobo Boys. Maybe we get out there, guys, because people like us out there.
Yeah.
So. Well, just something to think about.
Sure.
Anyway, had a great time. Got some barbecue. Met some incredible people.
That food looked amazing.
Yeah, it was awesome. We went to Lawrence Barbecue in Durham, and yeah, it was everything I could have wanted and more. It was a fantastic trip that just started a little shaky and a little scary,
mm-hmm.
but it all worked.
And all
out.
Your bags got through. Nothing?
All my bags got through. Awesome. Everything made Whew. It. Yeah. Like, they held the plane a little longer, and then everyone's like, what's the holdup? I'm like, oh, they're trying to put the rest of the bags in. Like, that's what the attendant said. I'm like, that's woo, good. That's awesome.
I think you're right, though. I bet a lot of people just missed that flight.
Oh, yeah. If they didn't hear that lady just go, is anybody flying to Raleigh? She's not actually using a microphone. She just yelled it. Yeah. It was just – she just so like yelled, random. Is anybody going to Raleigh? And we all just raised – like, the people heard raise their hands. But I bet there are people who just probably walked in and walked out. Like, there's no way.
Like,
yeah.
If you had gotten in the back of that outside line – you would have never heard that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good point,
exactly.
too.
There you go. That's correct.
So, Chris, what we've learned here is that you need to travel with more cash.
I was thinking about that, Gary.
Do you think he'd use it, though?
Do you guys
–
if
just said I can't bribe cops.
The empty row across from him, he's not going to try to bribe a
the
flight attendant.
The girls wanted me to stay, Doss.
Not
I can't help it.
It's not going to happen.
Here's the thing, Doss. Is the real thing here is that if it came down to it, you could tell the people that run this company the only way that I was getting on that flight – was by greasing someone $100, and you'd get paid back for it. So I think if you put $100 in your pocket, you would eventually find the confidence of, like, I can't miss the show. Like, in this case, there was that alternative flight, but, like, what if you did something, a different flight that wasn't a red eye, and it was either you make this one or the
you
whole
go.
Show's done?
Yeah.
You'd have to figure it out.
No, I think you're right. And so maybe I do start traveling with an undisclosed amount of money,
mm-hmm.
although me saying that publicly might
– yes, if one of our listeners yeah. is working the Delta counter at fucking Burbank, you might be in trouble.
Whatever. I'm just glad I made it and it worked out. Thanks to Matt for helping me. All right. You guys want to do some comments?
Yeah. Sure.
Now it's time for listener
You know, before I get to comments, Gary, when do you palm money to people like that it works? Like I've done it once, and it was to a hotel front desk to get us a better room, and it worked. And I didn't palm it. When I showed my ID, I had it folded.
Oh, that's a bomb move. Love it.
Underneath the ID.
That's I mean, is there a better way to do it? It has to be like with this other thing, and then it's revealed behind it.
Because they need check ID or the credit card for incidentals.
Yeah,
and you say, oh, if there's any upgrades to room, just let me know. Because supposedly, and I mean, I know this firsthand because it did work. Front desk has a lot of power.
How much you slide them?
20. It wasn't even that much, and got a good room. Like that would have cost probably an extra $200 upgrade.
Yeah,
to that.
You think so?
It was in Vegas. Yeah, totally.
I don't do it often. I wouldn't. I've never tried it at like a hotel or a restaurant front desk. You know, that's the famous trope from the 90s. I've never done that, but like there are certain instances definitely like those bad guys who like are regularly tipped. If you can flash a big dollar at them, like a big like number, they'll usually hook you
up. Good to know. Yeah.
Drunk driving in Mexico. We've also established a great opportunity to palm some money.
Also, by the way, I'm not balling like that. So, like, I wouldn't try to do that usually. I was saying in your specific thing where it's like for work, like, there's a lot of money on the line if you miss this.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to get through.
That's a worthy cause and cost. When I was a host at the TGI Fridays, people would bribe me all the time and I took it.
They just tipped you. Those were tips.
Yeah, it's like, hey, can I get, maybe add to the top of the list there and maybe get a booth?
Oh, that's a host you're saying.
That would happen often?
Yeah.
Look at you.
How much money would you say you made over the time you worked there?
Not a lot. Probably, I mean, total like $100. I took $5 bribes. I mean, I wasn't expensive. Hosts don't get tipped out. We made minimum wage.
Now, here's a question I'm going to ask on behalf of Adam Carolla Show listeners everywhere. Somebody wants to get a good seat in the Carolla Show.
Oh.
They come up to you, slide you. They give you, hey, buddy. Hey, Chris, it's really nice to meet you. And they give you a handshake. And then when they pull their hand away, you got a sweaty wad of bill in your hand. You don't know the number just yet. And they're like,
if it just feels like anything.
What's a Bobo boy got to do to get a seat in this biz? What's it got to be in your palm before you?
I don't even know. Yeah. I don't know. Try it and let's figure it out. All right. Yeah, let's just see. Let's just see what happens.
Do the right thing.
I can be bribed.
Do the right thing.
Everybody. All right. These are all comments and clam mail found on our Facebook page.
Don't do that. Don't remember, go. You can stay in Raleigh.
I could tell by Dawson's
like
yawn.
That.
He was also deeply disturbed by that particular mentioning of
you
it.
You are boring our Dawson.
I don't know if I'm boring Dawson all the time. I mean,
he's not disagreeing. He's nodding at us.
But
I'm bored.
You're bored?
Yeah. Let's get to the comments.
What?
And clam mail.
No. Chris!
Ooh, I think that
was live.
Yeah. The mic popped there a little bit.
I don't know. What
are
you gonna do?
Dawson's tired today. He came late
tired.
To work.
Yeah, Dawson. Like you slept pretty late.
That was
a
weird phone call that I had with you this morning.
Yeah, I didn't know what time it was.
What happened, Gary?
What happened?
Here's what happened. I'm sitting in the front room minding my own fucking business at about 12:55. Adam's been here for 10 or 12 minutes. He's very early by Adam's standards for the Carolla Show, but I hear him mention, like, yeah, we can go a few minutes early if anyone wants. And then I hear Chris shout at me from the other end of the building, ironically. We get that drop?
Chris!
No. But
Gary!
Yeah. Yeah? Can you...
Yeah. Call Dawson. Find out where he is.
Okay. So I pull up my Dawson thing, and Dawson just texted us in the last couple weeks, use this new number, and I remember that. And I go, okay, well, here, let's get the new number. So I call the new number, and I'm ring. Rings like 5 times, and I'm looking at Chris. I'm like, she's not going to answer. I don't know the fuck what's going on. All of a sudden, I hear Dawson. Hey, man, what's up? I was like,
we're about to start the show.
I was like, Adam's sitting in his chair, and he's talking about starting the show right now, a few minutes early. Want to see what's up? And I just hear, fuck.
Start the show.
Without me.
I'm on my way.
All right. And then that was it.
Yeah. Which basically says, I'll be there as soon as I can.
I'll be there.
And we started the show. No idea what happened to Doss.
Yeah, I don't have a clock in my room.
Yeah.
I just sleep until I want to wake up.
Sure.
And I slept.
You know this has happened a couple times now, right?
So Doss.
At least twice.
So yeah, Doss,
at least twice.
Just can I ask a quick question?
No.
Okay. You got me there,
that's
man.
What's on the menu.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Dawson eventually made it, but yeah.
Got here.
Had a little late night. So
15 minutes late.
So I wouldn't say that I'm boring him necessarily.
No,
I mean,
no, I'm just tired.
Yeah, the guy's tired. Doss.
Yeah.
I guess since Gary already mentioned it, there's something I also want to talk to you about.
What's up?
You changed your number, dude. I haven't changed my phone number since junior year of high school. Like, it's just, I'm too scared to now. I don't want to. Would you guys, like, are you guys as married to your number as I am?
I did a reset right after college, I think.
Okay. So, yeah, it's still not. You've still had it for a long time.
I wouldn't do it now. That's going to be my number forever.
There's too much going on. Yeah, that's too much.
I've had two numbers for 3 years now. The other one's just a business line. And I'm like, you know, people see a 310. They're more likely to answer the phone because they think there's money on the line.
It's the L.A.
Yeah.
It's the L.A. old school.
I always answer calls from 310s.
Really?
Yeah.
I screen all my calls. All of them.
Because you never know. You never know if it's somebody, I don't know.
Yeah, I've been getting a lot from like
it could be a coworker calling you to ask to change their flight because they're about to miss their flight.
Mm-hmm. It could be.
All right. I just thought it was an interesting one. I don't see very often. But
I think what we've learned here, guys, is that we are coworkers. We are only worthy of the business line, and we shan't be using Dawson's personal line.
There you go.
Is that true?
No, my mom has to do the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm setting the 619 aside.
Look.
Oh, you had a 6 and a 9 and you're getting rid of it.
619.
Wow, you could have put it on a card in a way where the 1 was just like a line in the middle and it would look perfect.
Crazy.
All right, comments time. Here we go.
Mm.
That was an ode to an outro you're not going to hear.
Oh, that's right. So let's see here. Jamie Campbell says, when Chris locks him on, it says clan mail.
Nope. Don't stop. Why are you reading this one first?
Do you
first?
Think it's a shout out to the Scottish listeners and the heritage? Maybe.
No. Maybe it is.
I don't think that.
It's a shout out to everybody.
We can't take
maybe
that.
It's people who play Clash of Clans.
I don't think we can take that chance, though.
Why does your clan start with a K, guys?
Yeah.
Mine doesn't.
I don't see it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Then there's nothing wrong saying exactly. The word clan.
Yeah.
I don't
Chris,
like
you
this.
Do understand it's that a lot of people listen to this show.
Yeah.
And you know how many cell phones listen?
A lot.
Chris is Asian, bro.
Dawson, both of your
now
cell phones better be listening
several
to our show.
Listeners.
Hey, that's why I got the second one. Okay. I needed more listeners.
Yeah, a little bump in the numbers.
Yep.
Let's see here. Raymond Beltran Sr., he had a poll. He said, weird but divided question. So, do you poop with the door open or closed? I prefer door shut and locked, but my wife is completely okay with the door open and chatting when she's on the pot. It's hilarious and disturbing to see Facebook friends.
Did you know you wrote this, bro?
Family responses.
Yeah.
I thought that as I read it out loud. And then so here's the poll. Door closed, whether you're a guy or a girl, number one, by a landslide, including Gary. Door open for whether you're a guy or a girl. Or door open for guy and girl, eight brotes. Door open for one and closed for another, 6 brotes. And door closed, but the pet is in there. That's like 1 or 2.
Mm. Now, can I make a quick request of the audience? When you're posting in our Facebook group, please consider that the comments may be read by Chris. That was so confusing. You did your best. I'm not blaming you.
I did. So, what are you guys saying? Do you guys move the door open or closed?
Closed.
All the time?
Yeah.
Even I live alone, dude.
I was going to say.
I
even
shit
when
with
you're,
the door wide open. I
even,
don't care.
Even when you're alone?
I guess maybe if I'm alone.
If you're alone, yeah.
But you share space with somebody. You keep it closed.
Yeah. Gary?
I'm on the record. Yeah, closed? Door closed for everyone.
I'm a closed unless I'm alone. And like when I lived alone too, it was pretty awesome.
It's just like a novelty thing.
It was pretty awesome going door open.
You shouldn't have Christmas decorations up all year round. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just
if somebody, it's not special anymore.
Well, if you live alone, you really got to take a page out of Ed TV's book and figure out some sort of a mirror apparatus you can watch TV while you're taking a shit. That's really key.
Excellent Ed TV drop.
That's mostly, it's mostly for a guy.
We need more Ed TV references.
Wow. Ooh, is that on Netflix? I smell movie night.
Ooh. Oh, speaking of movie night, can we just talk about that for a second?
Sure.
We're gonna do it next week. And Dawson, are you gonna pick the movie? Are we gonna start this?
Yeah, what did I see? I think I saw Talladega Nights.
You're not supposed to tell us in this new system.
Oh, I'm not?
No, you sure
I would love to watch
we're
that.
Gonna, we're gonna, yeah.
I'm fine with that, though.
So, but Dawson, you're going to pick a movie, an undisclosed movie.
Okay, it's an undisclosed movie called Talladega Nights.
I love it.
Great. So stay tuned for that unless it's being taken off Netflix next week.
Right. That's the only way it won't happen.
We'll look into it.
I love it. Make sure to go to patreon.com/ Water cooler.
And also we have our first Mallow Money meetup on the last day of July.
Look at us.
Wow.
For the Mallow.
Well, so many extracurriculars.
Just giving back so much.
Yeah, I love it.
And I don't want to say what, but Gary and I have been talking about another perk for just your basic Patreon subscriber.
Yeah, Chris shot it down completely.
Oh, really? Oh, no.
We're figuring stuff out. It'll be all good. There's fun stuff to come. But yeah, for the Mallow Money people, we're going to do a big Zoom meetup at the end of the month. And we'll do show and tell and we'll have some claws.
We'll figure out some stuff. All right. Anyway, let's go to our next comment here. This is from Stephanie Blaine. She just said that there was an amazing quote from Matt.
Hey, Stephanie.
Episode 289 when referencing Jeff Bezos going to space. Mm. And she made a cartoon and it says, in space, no one can hear you bark.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, great cartoon.
I'd like a print of that.
Yeah, you should get that. Mm. I can print it out for you.
Thanks, man. Let's wait. Can we wait till we get the new ink cartridges? Right now, there's going to be a big white line in the middle of it.
All right.
Oh, my goodness!
She also hit me up and said that she's working on that animation.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Man.
She was
that's
like,
awesome.
She was like, give me some time because that's not what I do and it's hard. But
love it. Let's see. Thomas Vincent said, shout out to Chris at the Late Saturday Show. And I gave the Bobo call and he saw and recognized pre-show. He came over and said, thanks for listening, even though I'm sure he was busy with show prep. Hashtag class act. Mm. And I just wanted to read that.
You just wanted to read that.
Yeah. Hashtag
it makes you look awesome.
Yeah. Right back. I got to go shake hands with the devil.
Okay. Is that?
It's jerk off,
pee-pee.
Okay. Good. Crack one out.
Yep.
Let's see
vigorous
here.
Handshake.
Gage Hamilton
doesn't show up for work. It's just mind bending.
Gage Hamilton says
he sleeps in and then he yawns on our show.
Dawson's gonna doss. Gage Hamilton says, "I just teared up to Malo." Hey, thanks,
hey,
Gage.
Hey, Malo, hey,
says, see you on the 31st.
Can't wait for the Zoom. And now I get the video tier and the movie night tier. It's like Christmas.
It is just like it. Oh, let's start planning now.
Yeah. Or it's just like
someone else eating reindeer.
How are we
going
to top you dress up as Santa Claus eating reindeer?
Is that still available, by the way, if people want to get into this Christmas in July thing I hear so much about?
All the Patreon content is up.
See me dressed as
Santa. Yeah, that was on Patreon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get all of it.
That's awesome.
Ryan Huff says Patreon.
We're fucking idiots.
If you don't tear up to watch Matt eat reindeer dressed as Santa Claus with a reindeer stuffy in front of him, I don't know what. Then you're not.
You're not living.
Go away.
Yeah. You're just not living.
Ryan Huff says Patreon shit I did as a kid really knocked my cock off.
Yeah.
There you go.
Nice, dude.
That's another Patreon tease.
Nicholas Doivetter says Kingfish has made it into Red Dead Redemption 2. I'm sure he'll thank.
Press!
For launching his career. And he's talking about the blues musician Kingfish I interviewed on YouTube.
He actually was in the game?
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome.
Is that the guy that in the undisclosed band that you lived down the street from?
No. The
that was Jay or
the
Jason.
Corn Kings or what did I call them?
Bikini Kings.
Bikini Kings, right.
Tony Magbanua says, Drunk Uncle Bob has the potential to be PMF for me, Peak Matt Fondelier. Rick Walters, he says, oh, this one I like. He says, all right. I've been debating. No, I'm going to wait for Matt to get in here for this. Sarah Hamilton says Greg from Succession is Kalen and Gary combined. And it's meant as a compliment. Greg is the best character on the show and the only one with a good heart.
I agree with your assessment of that character, and I took it as a compliment before I got to that part.
And I could see it, too, because Greg is super tall and super innocent, like Mr. Bean.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Matt's Rick Walter says
Chris is put off by the fact that we drink on this show.
I'm not put
it's
off.
It's part of what we do.
Yeah,
here.
It's all part of it. Rick Walter says, all right. I've been debating about commenting on this whole thing, but it won't go away. So I gotta stick up for Chris.
Let's have it.
Do you have to?
Here we go.
As a career restaurant industry professional, the whole
this guy is already
when you're qualifying yourself like that, Say
what's his title? Say it slowly, though.
It's not a title, by the way.
No, I know.
He's bestowing these things upon himself.
What is it?
Let's hear it.
Slowly.
A career restaurant industry professional.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Restaurant industry professional.
That's a nice way to say I'm a waiter.
Yep. Waiter at the probably as the most compliment, or perhaps
probably
a chef.
Probably at a seafood place.
He could have said chef, and this would have made
he would have said chef started. If he was a chef.
Yeah,
he's not a chef.
Yeah. Well, anyway, as a career restaurant industry professional, I love Chez Fond du Lac and respect it so much.
Oh, that's awesome! Thank you. That's not the real
just
comment,
kidding.
Though.
You didn't say that, Matt.
Yeah.
He says that the whole no blue food idea comes from.
Get out of here.
You didn't know that's where this was going?
No.
He said, oh, Matt's here. Now I can read this.
The whole no blue food idea comes from that world, the career restaurant industry. Band-Aids in restaurants are bright blue because no food is true blue. There may be things that are shades of blue, but Chris is correct on the no natural foods.
Wait, say that
blue.
Last part again. This restaurant industry professional is saying that there are foods of varying shades
there
of blue.
There may be things
right,
that
they,
are shades of
they're
blue.
They're not blue. But they're not just blue.
Shades of blue. Blue.
Yeah. Shades of blue.
Yeah, I get your logic, dude.
This is great.
And restaurants do that in case a Band-Aid falls off and it sticks out in the food. So you can see it better. I know it's gross, but it's a legit safety protocol. Preach it, Chris.
Preach it, yo.
Yeah.
So, no, it's not. That's made up.
I've worked at a few restaurants, and I've never seen a blue Band-Aid anywhere in my
fucking
life. I will
also say I spent many years as a career restaurant
individual.
So
have
I.
I have never seen a
so
blue
Chris,
Band-Aid.
I know the blue Band-Aid he's talking about.
No, Chris.
No,
never.
I've seen it. Yeah.
Chris is so alive.
I've seen it. I can see it in my head right now.
And funny. It's funny that this is what our listeners have to do. To embrace this falsehood that there is no blue food.
I want a new poll.
They got to make stuff up about Band-Aids.
Yeah.
I want a new poll. I want somebody, Shroom Tracker, post a poll in the Facebook group.
You're in the Facebook group. Why don't you do it?
I'm lazy.
Yeah, well, come on.
I thought you were going to say I'm busy.
I am. That too.
Post a poll.
I want to know from our listeners who have worked in restaurants, have you heard this bullshit before?
The blue Band-Aid?
Never in
yes
my
or no?
life come across a blue Band-Aid.
Blue Band-Aid.
Never in my life.
You got to do that.
Yeah.
Be a good band name.
Blue Band-Aid?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Or venue. I think it's a venue. The Blue Band-Aid.
The Blue
Band-Aid. That's a better venue.
Yeah. Could also be the name of a cocktail. Yeah.
Gary, Matt, and I at the Blue Band-Aid.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the cocktails, Matt, I had an Empress Gin.
Really?
Oh, my God.
I got really excited just now.
Switch to the video for the look on Matt's face just there.
Just, I'm so pleased that someone else ordered a cocktail that had Empress in it. I'm not the only one anymore.
Yeah, and it was awesome. Delicious.
Yeah?
The thing about it, though, is Empress is, like, bright purple. Like, the gin is bright purple.
Yeah, sometimes you run into that when you order drinks like that.
Yeah.
It's tough.
That was
really
the gin.
Tough.
It wasn't like the mixer that made it. That's the color of the gin.
Oh, that's the color of the gin?
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's what I'm saying. Mm. Yeah.
That's wild.
You condescending a-hole. I know cocktails come in different colors sometimes.
Sometimes they come in blue, Chris.
Nope, not naturally.
We called you an a-hole, bro. Mm.
I'm sorry.
I've been called worse.
B-hole?
Sorry.
Okay, at least
no, Gary was correct.
A, B, or C sucks to be called that if the word hole follows. Joe Giacaro says, this week in a very special water tank. And it was a picture of Matt pitching stuff to Mark Cuban. It was nice.
That's right. That was great.
Nice job, Joe.
Yes. Thank you to all
the
people.
There was chonga chowder made by Campbell's.
Yeah.
No, that would have been Pixel Funds, right? Or was it?
No, I think it was Joe. Yeah, okay. It was Joe's.
Well, whoever you are out there, when anybody creates these fan images that bring what we're talking about to life, it is amazing.
Yes.
And a lot of controversy with chonga chowder.
Chonga chowder.
People are saying like, oh, I tried something like that and I threw up.
For sure.
Or they just couldn't understand the concept of it.
Good.
But yeah, I think we're onto something there, though. So a lot of people want it.
Don't be a chonga chater. You know what
you
I
know
mean?
What? You can order chonga chowder from the Queso Frisco food truck.
Ooh.
I love it. Yeah. And speaking of fan artwork, Mike Carey Walper, he made a poster saying, I'd watch this movie, and it was The Wedding Attendant Planner.
Yeah. Yes, that was great.
With
that was
Gary.
Awesome.
I loved it. Let's see here. Anything else? Oh, Derek Liliscoff says, I've never been more hashtag Team Dawson.
Yeah, baby.
Than.
Yeah, baby.
Well, then when he made that voice.
That was my Kyle Dunnigan doing Caitlyn Jenner, and it was terrible. It was about as good as Chris's Biggie.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Biggie, not Smalley.
Yeah, that's Kermit. He's Kermit, and I'm Biggie all the time.
I'm Guy.
Derek says, I've never been more hashtag Team Dawson than when he correctly stated that beans don't belong in chili.
Exactly. If you look at any can of chili, it will say chili with beans or just chili. And there's no beans.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
And if you make any recipe for chili,
don't
put beans in. I dare you. I challenge you to tell me where beans are in the recipe.
What do you do with beans then? What's your favorite place for beans?
You flick them.
I make Portuguese beans.
What's that?
Beans, linguiça.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Well, I got news for you guys. I just came up with a new food product, and it has fucking beans in it.
Is it blue?
It's called chonga chili.
Chonga.
Oh.
You thought chonga chowder was good.
Dude, chonga
wait till
chili
you try chonga
good.
Chili.
Dude.
But it's no only beans. Served with beans in it, too. That's specific to the chonga chili.
I'll tell you what I will allow. What I will allow is you can make them get some refries and put those in the chongas, and then chili. Oh, that would be so good.
I'm just saying, next year's a Hot Spoon food bracket. It just got a lot more interesting.
Chonga chili. Chonga chili all the way.
I hope Fried Turkey Landon's listening closely and slowly acquiring all the materials we'll need for that.
So good. That would be so good.
I'm down. I would love that.
If someone makes that, I'll definitely put it in my mouth.
Wow. Yeah, chonga chili.
Chonga chili.
We all want it. Somebody put it in our mouth.
Well done.
All right, Mike Frizzell.
By the way, Casey.
Mike Frizzell says, according to the Associazione Napolitana, the pizza margherita would be the correct pizza style to judge a pizza place.
Italians.
I love a pizza margherita because it's It's just the foundation. If you make a good pizza margarita,
So here's the thing. This comes back to Chris arguing that margarita would be the best way to test a pizza place. And if we're talking internationally, I don't necessarily disagree with him. And if we're talking Italy, I 100% agree with him. But we're talking in America, and I was arguing for cheese. I believe you, Matt, were arguing for pepperoni, which I can co-sign as well. I think it's one of those two in this country. I don't think most places in the middle of the country, if you're doing a cross-country road trip, are making a margarita. That's an LA thing.
Then they should learn how to make it.
So what you're saying is that the Italians need to back the fuck out of our pizza ranking, and we'll decide what we think is the official way to try a pizza and what's the
I'll state the this again. One. I except for you, maybe, I don't know anyone who has told me that they ordered a pizza in Italy and loved it.
I ordered a pizza in Italy and loved it.
You're the only one.
And you know what? I happen to know Mike Frizzell personally, and I know that he, too, ordered a pizza in Italy.
Oh, my God. This is your friend. Fuck, Mike. I know Mike.
Mike's right. I love a Neapolitan – I mean, a margarita pizza, and I think that is the right pizza to judge with.
Well, Mike, what I would say is let's go to Dayton and test your theory out.
Yeah. Mm. You're not going to find the best pizza there. That's what I'm saying.
But if you need to find the best pizza in Dayton, you got to try a slice of the pepperoni or a slice of the cheese. That's the way it goes in this country.
All right, but okay. All right. That's fine. But guys, does it bother you that like I'm just so right about food all the time?
I mean, so far
you're 0 for 2 on this
blue
show.
Blue foods.
On this particular show. Blue food and pizza.
Yeah. The best thing you can do with food is turn it into shit.
Yeah, and
shit your pants.
And shit your pants.
All right, let's see here. Lastly, Eric Lepore says, I'm kind of shocked that none of the Boba Boys have a kegerator. It's a great addition to any room or bar area. Of all of us, I'm surprised Dawson doesn't have one.
Yeah, I'm married, so
Dawson
that's
has
excuse.
A bar at his house.
You know, a tap and a kegerator might be a cool idea. The problem is how often do you fit, you know, I mean, I don't know. It just seems like an invitation to drink way too much. I don't need that shit in my house.
That's
plus,
a good point.
I recycle all my cans.
Mm.
And so at least my alcoholism pays me like $100 every 4 months.
That's,
you know?
Yeah. Aren't you trying to collect the cans here too?
I'd like to install a new can because there's a lot of cans.
Dude,
that just go in the recycler and go away.
Yeah, get some dollars.
I mean, that's
for
chonga
it.
Change.
Get some
right
chonga
there.
Change. Yeah. Remember, I tried
just,
that.
It's all going to be funneled back into the budget to buy some.
Exactly.
Claws here for
that's
the show.
That's what we should be doing.
There we go.
I did it with.
I'd be happy to put all of it towards that. We can get free.
Minus a small fee.
Yeah. Well, no.
Yeah, look at all the cans just on this console right now.
Maybe we can even get Corolla drinks to put all of their recycling in there.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, those are our
drinks.
I think
that's a great idea.
Actually, that's not fair. That's not fair.
Buy one, bag it. When it's full, I'll throw it in my truck.
I actually have to thank one Lynette Corolla for the very Topo Chicos we're drinking right now.
Thank you. They drank a few
of ours and sent over a case as an apology. It's very nice. They sent way more than they drank, so thank you guys.
Remember, I worked at an Italian restaurant, and I wanted to do what Dawson did because we were just throwing away all of our wine bottles, all of our olive oil bottles, all the aluminum, and I'm just like, I'm collecting. So I collected them all one day. I'm just like, get them all in here. I'm going to put them in my minivan. I had four huge bags of glass.
Tricked out minivan?
Dude, my tricked out minivan, loaded them up.
You're throwing dirty cans in your tricked out
loaded
minivan?
Trash bags into there. And I had to pay for it somehow. And and I drove to the recycling place, and I'm just dragging these heavy-ass glass bottles filled with glass. And I just set them down. I'm like, how much? How much am I getting for this?
It's not that much.
And they open it up, and like, these are all imported. We can't pay you for imported.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
That's what they told me, and I didn't get
See,
I got
dad,
$0.
My dad worked at a power plant, shift work.
I think I got fruit flies.
And those guys, not the healthiest guys. There's sodas galore. They drink sodas all the time. And every single week, my dad would bring home an industrial-sized garbage bag of all uncrushed cans. And then me and my brother, that's how we earned money. Like, we had to crush all the cans. And then my dad would take us to recycler, and we got to keep the cash.
Nice.
So dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, kind of a cheap way for him not to give us money.
Yeah, but
it instilled in me. I cannot.
I think it touched.
When I see someone just throw a can in the recycler, I'm like, you're just throwing away a penny. You're throwing away a penny right now.
You're assigning value to it. I like that. What about this, Dawson?
I had the same thing, Dawson, because my dad used to have me do that too, and I just one day had to break myself of it. I just couldn't.
I can't.
Yeah.
There's a time when you balance it out.
Like,
is
it on my door so I don't have to go through the whole line them up and step on them?
Is the juice worth the squeeze sometimes?
It is when you just store the bags of cans and then, you know, once every 4 months, throw them in the truck and you get $100. And you're like, sweet, I got $100. I'll go buy more beer.
Do you know where that quote's from? Is it juice worth the squeeze? Does?
Now, if you had said, is the juice worth the wheeze?
Oh.
I would have said you got the quote wrong from Encino Man.
Yeah, that's Wheezing the Juice.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's from The Girl Next Door.
No, it's from Encino Man.
All right. So anyway. Oh, what do you think about this, Doss? Because this is what I've been doing, and you're right. You look at things, there's value to it. The airport – so I travel with a lot of bags to check in, and when we land back in L.A., August and Adam are long gone.
You're fucked, yeah, every time.
We don't say bye. They don't say bye. They just get off the plane and go home, and I'm stuck carrying these four bags. And the Uber situation at LAX is gnarly. Like, you have to take a shuttle, whatever. So I always get the cart. I pay like $5 to get or $7 now for the smart cart.
Yeah.
And you put all the bags on there. And then if you return it, you get a quarter. I never
return it. Because that's not worth your time.
I leave it out. Because I'm like, somebody else is going to want to use it. And sometimes I find free ones and I grab them too. So I think there's like a little community of us that's just like, do not return these. Leave them out after you're done using it.
Right.
And somebody who just landed can just grab it and use it. So we don't all have to pay $7 for this stupid
cart. Let me tell you something
cart.
Real quick.
Chris's psychosis goes wide. He's created a community that he's a member of.
Yeah. Like we're all
it.
Yeah.
I like it. So when we came back from Alaska, I had the early flight and was 11:50. Barely made it to the flight.
Mm.
Wait, 11:50 p.m.?
Yeah.
That's the early flight.
Of all of us.
And it was the only nonstop Anchorage to LAX.
I got you, bro.
Oh, dude, so good. And so, I was 100 yards away from the gate when I hear – I was peeing when I hear, Michael Dawson.
Ooh.
We need Michael Dawson. And I'm like, fuck. I run a race there. But anyway, when I checked in, I got on the plane. But when I checked in on the kiosk, it said, would you like to upgrade to first class for $200? And I said, fuck yes.
Yeah.
Greatest flight of my life. And then I land, and you land at like 6 a.m. or something like that, right?
Yeah.
And I see 30 people standing underneath the Uber or the shuttle to get to the Uber thing sign. And I look at the sign and it says shuttle runs every 7 minutes from 7 a.m. to 2 a.m. and it's 6:10. And I'm like, you guys are fucking, you're just gonna fucking stand here. You're gonna wait and wait
for
wait.
Over an hour.
Well, they probably run it once every 30 minutes or something.
Yeah.
And I said, fuck this, I'm walking. It's just across the way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you can't do that with your bags.
No, no.
Would you take that thing to the Uber lot and just leave it there for someone else?
Well, you don't take.
Or can you get? You can't even get it off
the Uber lot. They're free over there. They have a bunch of them over there. But just in the LAX area, I leave them out. Every airport I go to, I leave it out. If anybody wants to return it, they get a quarter. Or if anybody finds it, enjoy your cart.
Mm.
And that's my community.
There you go,
of friends. Yeah, we like each other.
Very kind of you.
All right. Well, anyway, those are our comments. Thank you, everybody, for writing in. You want to do a Shay?
Yeah, sure, man.
Let's do a Shay, and then we could GTFO.
How long have you been going for?
Like an hour.
I don't know. I forgot to start the clock.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
It's been like 45.
Tell you what, I'm going to do a two-part Shay. I'll do part of this.
Ooh.
And I'll do the rest for our Patreon show.
Shay another day.
That's right.
No!
What type of foods might we hear of today? What might be the price? What might be the venue? So let's find out. It's time for Gary to say, hey, Matt.
What's on the menu?
Well, this week, my wife and I attended the OC County Fair.
Yeah!
It was my very first time going.
Don't say OC County.
Oh, yeah?
That's true. Because that's
it's the county fair. But don't say Orange County County Fair.
I get it. But you don't say the O County Fair.
No, you say the Orange County Fair.
The Orange County Fair.
So the OC Fair.
OC.
Listen, it's my first time there. I don't know the lingo that everyone has, all right?
Yeah. No, it's but, the OCCF.
Usually like going to the LA County Fair, but there was no LA County Fair this year. There was no LA County Fair last year.
That's not fair.
My thoughts exactly. So my wife and I decided to spend the day at the Orange County Fair.
Who?
There you go. Said it right that time.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you about some of the things I ate. Just a couple, though. I'm just going to tease it.
Mm.
Before we left, I like to look up what are the highlights. What am I looking for?
Dick-shaped foods.
Definitely type in what are the best dick-shaped foods to have at the fair.
Right.
What you end up with is the craziest stuff, right? At least that's what I ended up with.
Yeah, I just want stuff that's like, you know, it's got to be in the genre of fair food. I don't want just your average. I don't want to get a slice of pizza. You know, I want something crazy. Right. And I saw that there was a place that was called Poppy's Puffy Tacos.
Ooh,
okay.
What?
Respect all women.
That doesn't really?
It really is what it's called.
Oh, really?
Really?
I've seen it.
Poppy's Puffy
Tacos. And it won like the best fair food. Now, granted, this was from some like, you know, OC Register, you know, some local newspaper kind of thing.
Sure. Hey.
Some untrustworthy source.
Get the fuck out of here.
No.
It's our paper of record.
All right.
Don't fucking talk down to me from Pasadena.
You could choose between the carnitas or the asada. I went for the carnitas.
What do you read? The Pasadena Gazette?
Sometimes I do. Now, apparently what made the puffy taco so puffy is that the taco shell
Dawson,
was
for your segment, puffy.
A little bit deep fried.
That's my friend.
That's good. But here's the thing.
That's great.
It was not puffy enough. It just basically was like a regular crunchy taco.
You need a little more puff.
Want a little more puffy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was good, but it was sort of a strange way to start the day. What's up, Gary?
I'm just laughing because I've already gotten this review. This was the way I met you at the fair. This was I got a live review from you and your wife at the same time.
You were there?
Yeah, I was there.
Oh.
And we met up.
It was going to be part of my tease for the Patreon episode, but I guess the cat's out of the bag now.
What do you want from me?
Well, before I met up with Gary, we did have some dick-shaped food. For Dawson.
Good.
Now, I told
you
guys.
Wait, I want to hear more about this puffy taco. Did you go up to the cashier and go, look, I know you got puffy tacos, but I got something better for you. And you lean in and you go, Chunga chili.
Yeah, I wish I had thought of it then. It wasn't in my mind at that moment, Chris.
Just pitch him Chunga chowder.
Here's the thing. When you go to the fair, it's not like going to a regular food truck where the person who's making and serving the food is the one who put their blood, sweat, and tears into this. You know, into this project. Mm-hmm. It's just a bunch of like people in bright orange staff t-shirts who are just sweating and stressed the fuck out trying to figure out how the cash registers work and stuff.
Yeah.
So I wasn't about to be like, excuse me, Mark Cuban just left, but I've got several ideas for you, young lady.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, it was extra complicated this year because they were all cashless. Which is probably the first time that's ever happened at a fair, and it meant longer lines.
They said that, but people were using cash all day.
Oh, I saw that, and I think that's like a racket. I think that those people are just pocketing that cash.
Oh. Hey, look.
Dude, anybody.
Just like the airport people. Just palm them a little cash, baby.
Just saying.
Any fair vendor prefers cash because they do not have to fucking report it.
Right.
They can report a lot less.
Right.
But if there's a digital receipt of the money you're making, you can't hide that from the government.
Right.
I never said this. I don't hide money.
We're good.
I don't work for cash. No, I'm kidding.
Save for the Patreon show. We have habeas brobus there.
Pocket transaction. That's right.
Now, before I mention, is there more you want to hear about the puppy tacos? It was okay. It just was kind of like
what kind
a
of
taco.
Carnitas.
We did the carnitas.
Yeah, carnitas is good.
You choose that over asada a lot?
Sharing it with my wife, and she is not as big a fan of the red meat.
I will say that from the...
That's why you had the other white meat.
Yeah.
From the she fondelet that I got from her, Julie was more disappointed than Matt is being. Is that the first time anyone said your wife's name? Sorry.
No, it's come up.
Okay, sorry.
Say it all the time.
Yeah.
I like she fondelet.
That's good.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Before I mention the next item that we had, one of the things that was special about the fair when we went this past weekend was they had a llama
exhibit.
Oh, my God. They meant llama in, like food.
Was there
a llama? Like, no. Hey, llama?
No, was there a mama llama?
There was a mama llama. That's very good. They had a llama agility course with like ramps and tunnels. And they had like people taking these llamas through these courses and like timing it with a judge.
Really?
A llama-rama, if you will?
It was a llama-rama. And
Oxymona should have been
we
there.
Saw several llama compete. And we saw one who knocked it out of the park, who just went through the entire course. And I told Julia that we just saw the LeBron James of competitive alpacas.
I would have said, alpaca up.
That's good.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Now, I mentioned on our last Patreon show that my wife and I went to the 626 Night Market, big food festival, and we spent our entire line trying to get
other food.
Ghost dicks.
Ghost
yes.
Which was like, it's supposed to be this deep fried cheese thing, and it was awful.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
So you had to try it again.
So we definitely needed to try a different cheese on a stick. A different dick shaped food. And much like the hot dog on a stick, they also make, wait for it, cheese on a stick.
Ah. Mm.
Now, you could choose between American and Pepper Jack. I personally would have gone for Pepper Jack, but happy wife, happy life. She wanted the American. That's fine.
Do you get any decisions?
No.
Sure. I'm here, aren't I? So I was understandably a little hesitant to have just a deep fried cheese stick.
Dude. So awesome.
It's awesome. I love it. Awesome.
Especially after the
American too.
Deep fried and battered.
After the real American. Well, after the ghost dicks experience, I was just thinking, there's no way this is going to be good.
Right, thrown off. Yeah.
Well, right. I obviously don't need to tell you guys that it is fucking delicious
if it's
done right.
Yeah.
And it was a lot like a grilled cheese.
Yeah.
More things need to be battered in corn dog batter.
Like, sure.
There's too few things. We got anything that's deep fried, try it in corn dog batter too.
Well, again,
deep fry it and shape it like a dick.
Well, again, we've talked about this for a few weeks now. The pool food market is, you know, needs to be tapped into. And we've decided already foods on sticks are great. And I would argue even further, something that's dipped and fried in corn batter, it's not going to spill into the pool.
Yeah.
You know, that's great pool food.
Why aren't they doing that with like brats and Italian sausages and things? They should deep fry that in corn dog batter. More things
need to
be
corn
dog
batter. That would be good.
That would be great.
Yeah.
There's our new restaurant idea, Mr. Cuban.
Yeah. Deep fry this.
Either that, yeah. Dawson, we could even do keeni.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know what that is. I know what zucchini is.
Yeah.
I know what a zook is.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to wrap it up here, but let me just tease for Patreon. I met up with one of the other panelists on the water cooler. And I'm not going to tell you which one that it was.
What?
Insomnia?
We met up at a certain point.
And Insomnia.
We had a couple meals together.
Mm.
We went to one place.
We shared one dish.
We shared one dish.
I am intrigued at who this could be.
Well, I'm going to tease it. You don't know who it is.
Yeah.
No, don't know who it is, especially since he just said we shared one dish.
But you have to subscribe to Patreon to find out.
You have to find out
not only who it was, oops, sorry.
But also what we ate.
I love it.
And
I love it.
If there's time, I have another pretty funny thing that I saw at the fair, but I don't know if we'll have time for that, so we'll see.
Oh,
but until then,
we'll have time for that.
I don't know. We'll find out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Until then.
Yeah.
Don't you dare play that outro. I saw you reaching for it. We save it.
Maybe Bed Bath & Beyond. We may not have enough time.
That's what's on the menu.
Yeah. All right. I can't wait for the part two of that, Shay. And let's start. Close off any mystery.
Yep.
I need some closure, baby.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get our plugs in. I'll start over here. Usually it's Kaylin sitting in that seat, but it's Gary today.
Yeah.
Gary, what do you suggest we check out?
I have no idea. I'm not prepared to go first.
Mm. Yeah, this is weird, huh? You don't have anything?
No, there's stuff, but I just am not prepared for this line of questioning, and I'm going to say just here and now that I resent it.
So I wonder, maybe that's why Kaylin never has good responses,
because
he goes first.
Gary,
he doesn't have
objects.
I catch him off guard.
It's not a good feeling.
Should we just not worry about you?
No.
What about that Patreon thing that we do and like those movie things that we talk about and like
the
meetup thing that we're
doing? Definitely. That's a good one. I would say go to patreon.com/watercooler. And if you join that Mallow Money tier, we're going to do the meetup.
Jonga change.
If you join the movie night, we're doing that next week. And it's going to be an undisclosed movie picked by Dawson and revealed to us all live on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That'll be a lot of fun. So
plus you get two episodes a week, for Christ's sake.
Right. And if you get video, you can see Matt get super excited about 25 minutes ago when Chris told him he had that weird drink.
Yeah. I blushed. I actually blushed.
Patreon.com/watercooler.
Yes. All right. Matt, what about you?
I have a show for you guys. Mm. It's called Sword and Scale Rewind.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a after show of a popular true crime show called Sword and Scale, and I'm one of the co-hosts.
Yeah.
I do it with another guy named Ian Bagg, and yeah. we also have the show's creator on a lot. His name is Mike Boudet. Mm-hmm. And the three of us just break down the episodes of Sword and Scale. It's pretty fucking funny. We also have a very talented animator who's been animating clips of us every week. I've been posting them. You can follow me on Twitter at Matt Fondelier. Yeah. But ultimately, would love for people to subscribe. Sword and Scale Rewind. It's pretty fun. We talk about murder and laugh about it, and then I feel bad about it, but it's still fun.
Love it. Love it. Sword and Scale Rewind.
Oh,
get it. Dawson, subscribe.
Have I got a show for you? It's called Sword and Scale Rewind. I host it with Ian Bagg.
Wow.
Fucking. It's weird that we have the same show.
Yeah. You guys are playing the same thing.
I got another show for you. Austin, Texas, this Friday night at WTF Ice House. My entire band is getting on a plane at 8 o'clock in the morning on Friday. We land in Austin at 1:30. We hit the stage at 9 p.m. at WTF Ice House, 701 West 6th Street. And then we fly home the next day.
Get to the airport early.
It's fun. Yeah. Oh, Burbank, baby.
Yeah. Okay.
Direct. Not effing around.
Love it.
Gonna get some P. Terry's. Yes. But seriously, yes. The show's free. They don't charge, as you really can't in Austin, because there's live music everywhere. And it's an ice house. It's an outdoor venue type.
That rules.
It's gonna be a lot of fun.
It's awesome.
And the more people that we can get to show up there, the better chance that we will be invited back. And
yep.
my goal is to have the next gig booked by the time I leave on Friday night.
Nice.
So come out, WTF Ice House this Friday
come
night
out,
in Austin.
Come out wherever Austin. You are.
Come out wherever you are.
And then for my plug, if you're in the Long Beach area this weekend, I'll be at Marina Wine playing acoustic shows this Friday, the 23rd, and Saturday. The 24th, 7 to 10 p.m. And then I'm also playing at the Pike Bar Restaurant July 30th with a band and the Prospector July 31st. All right, that'll do it for Water Cooler. Thank you so much to everybody for tuning in. We're so happy that you listen and contribute. We appreciate you, and we'll see you later this week. We love you. Bye.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.